gentlemen, together, welcome five-time Grammy nominee, nine-time American Blues Award winner, Marsha Ball.
Thank you. what to do. Just kiss me, baby. Baby, that's all you have to do.
Thank you.
Yeah. give and take, just be good for goodness sake. I pick you up and kiss you well. It works both ways and it works it out. Holding on to people you love, always thank the powers above. Everyone deserves a chance, so keep your promise, baby. Heat. Well, I saw that cool, clear water running with a proposition, and I think I smell a rat. Yeah, I say, hey, wait a minute, mister. Well, I need to think about that. So I take a little time to listen to those voices inside my head. Well, it's my mama and my best friend's sister, and I remember what the world they said. They said, you better look before you leave. You might find yourself in way too deep. There may be danger that you can't see. You better look before you leave. Yeah, you better look before you leave. You better look before you leave. You better look before you leave. saxophone, y'all. Dad. Dad is celebrating. We are all celebrating the anniversary, the seventh anniversary of Dad's first gig with this band. About this same time, in this very place, his first gig. I'll be right. What you really think should be happening right now is I should be presenting him with a gold-colored watch or something. That's really not what I was doing. I'm just trying to get my sound right. A genuine gold-colored watch for the guy. Woo! Now we're just going to work it real hard. Dad Scott on the saxophone. Dad! Woo! Mike Shermer! Mighty Mike Shermer on guitar, y'all. Mighty Mike. Hey. Damian Yannis on the drums. Damian. And Don Bennett on bass. Don Bruce Bennett. Don B. Yeah. Cool. That's much better. Okay. Dad is celebrating. We are all celebrating the anniversary, the seventh anniversary of Dad's first gig with this band. About this same time, in this very place. His first gig. I'll be right. What you really think should be happening right now is I should be presenting him with a gold-colored watch or something. That's really not what I was doing. I'm just trying to get my sound right. A genuine gold-colored watch for the guy. Woo! Now we're just going to work him real hard. Dad Scott on the saxophone. Dad! Woo! Mike Shermer! Mighty Mike Shermer on guitar, y'all. Mighty Mike. Hey. Damian Yannis on the drums. Damian. And Don Bennett on bass. Don Bruce Bennett. Don B. Yeah. Cool. That's much better. Okay. Gonna do a song about a little town down in South Louisiana. Called Thibodeau. It's got a little bayou running through it, kind of like this one right here. Only brown and slow and full of catfish and stuff. Kind of like Yumbo. Yeah. got a little bayou running through it, kind of like this one right here. Only brown and slow and full of catfish and stuff. Kind of like Yumbo. I left by his man down there, said, "Now you You do wrong, I know it well. There's no use in wishing. There's no magic charm. I'm just a prisoner of two loving arms. I thought it was the last time. Thank you. my darling? Tell them about it.
How about for Miss Marsha Ball, ladies and gentlemen?
Thank y'all.
She's too humble to mention it, but we do have some CDs for sale. We're going to be selling them right over here on the side of the stage.
Oh, yeah.
She's here to autograph them for you. They will triple in value right there on the spot.
Woo-hoo.
Come on up and see us. And right now we're going to do one. We had the pleasure of playing last night in Austin, Texas for a special tribute to the late, great Hubert Sumlin and Doyle Bramall. And we're going to do this one in memory of the great Hubert, who used to live right down in Milwaukee, I believe, right?
Yeah.
I got to play with him several times. We're going to do this one for you, Hubert. Here you go. Calling on my darling. Thank you very much.
A Helen Wolf song for Hubert Sumlin. You say he was from Milwaukee? Oh, you said he. Milwaukee. I ain't getting in that. We're going to do a song by our friend Bobby Charles. It looks like we're round on the corner here. Thank y'all for coming out tonight. Beautiful night. Just perfect. I was going to go out and eat after the gig, but I don't think I could have another bite. Y'all got some great bugs here, though, let me tell you. I'm just full as I can be. Yeah, next time I'm going to wear my snorkel. Put the microphone up there. All right. Party Town.
Where I wanna be, where you can't let your hair hang down. New Orleans.
to do one, but I'm trapped. I can't go out. Thank y'all so much. My granddaddy was a fisherman, lived on the water more than the land. He could tell the seasons by the turn of the tide. Well, I grew up right by his side. He was a proud Cajun, and he worked real hard. The Chaffly Basin was his front yard, and I can hear him saying with a tear in his eye, this used to be paradise. This used to be paradise. Brown pelicans and sockeye legs, big salty oysters and alligators. So many fish, they would jump in your boat. Throw in line and that's all she wrote. We had a little house on high ground. Cypress trees on the ground. Good living, peace and quiet. This used to be paradise. This used to be paradise. Then one day, the old man came. He gave us jobs, and everything changed. We still run our boats and we drag our nets, but every day we get less and less and less. I guess you can't stop the way time goes by, and I can't think of any reason why they had to come and take our way of life. Now we don't know if we can even survive. They took the very land our house was on, and the shrimp and the pelicans, well, they just hanging on. It's a damn shame to make an old man cry. This used to be paradise. 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 My granddaddy was a fisher. A curfew? Curfew? Nobody said don't. I've never been to jail in Oshkosh yet. I think we had this same conversation last time I was here. Well, we gotta go. We gotta party on out here now. After this is over, we'll be over there. Several of us will be over there visiting with y'all. We got some CDs. Thank you so much once again for having us back. This is like summer paradise for us. We just love it up here. All right, my good friends come from Appleton. Number one fan in his LSU t-shirt, Pat Crow. Thank y'all so much!